This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, April 11th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine. On Friday, a missile struck a train station in a city in eastern Ukraine. According to Ukrainian officials, 50 people killed, another 100 sent to hospital. The Russian Defense Ministry issued a statement Friday saying that they did not carry out that attack. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin was spotted on Friday at the funeral of a far-right politician with the nuclear football, this apparently raising fears of an attack. Now, here in the United States, the American president is never more than a few steps away from the nuclear football. That's the suitcase carrying the launch codes for our nuclear arsenal. But apparently, this not usual for Vladimir Putin. He was at the funeral of 75-year-old Vladimir Zhirinovsky, an ultra-nationalist politician who, in December 22nd, at a speech in the Duma, which is Russia's parliament, announced that the invasion of Ukraine would take place on February 22nd. It actually began on the 23rd. He said this would herald a new direction in Russian foreign policy. Zhirinovsky apparently fell victim to COVID-19, despite boasting just weeks ago that he'd had 8 vaccines against the disease. Topic number 4. January 6th of 2021, the first defendant to be cleared of all charges he faced in connection with the riot at the U.S. Capitol last January 6th. This is a government contractor from New Mexico named Matthew Martin, who was working as a private defense contractor at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He had top secret clearance at the time of the attack. He successfully argued that a U.S. Capitol police officer waved him into the building after the riot broke out. Martin was fired by his employer after being charged, but video played at the trial seemed to show an officer moving his arm in a waving motion. In other words, come on in, doors are open, it's all good. And U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden said it was reasonable for Martin to believe that police officers had allowed him and others to enter the Capitol through the rotunda doors. We'll see how many others are allowed to use this defense, but this, I think, is partly why the federal government has not wanted to release all of the video from January 6th of 2021. Many of the folks inside the Capitol that day insurrection was the farthest thing from their mind. They were selfie-taking tourists who'd been waved in by Capitol Police. Topic number 3, the environment. A couple of stories today that just make you hope God comes back and resets the world to its original factory settings sooner rather than later. Data from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, shows that drinking water in some parts of America may contain unsafe levels of, not lead, uranium. Uranium. Researchers from Columbia University analyzed nationwide data collected between 2000 and 2011, compared it to safety standards laid out by the EPA, found that many localities in the South and the Midwest in particular had unsafe levels of uranium in drinking water. They found a number of other metals that you wouldn't expect to be in your drinking water. They recorded metal levels from nearly 38,000 sites. Now, if that isn't enough, microplastic pollution discovered lodged deep in the lungs of living people for the first time. The particles found in almost all the samples analyzed. Now, only 13 samples taken, but 11 of the 13 showed microplastics in lung tissue. Scientists said microplastic pollution was now ubiquitous. It's a good word, means everywhere on planet Earth, making human exposure unavoidable. You cannot get away from it at this point. Samples taken from tissue removed from 13 patients undergoing surgery. The most common particles were polypropylene, used in plastic packaging and pipes, and PET, which you used in bottles. Hey, maybe we should go back to metal pipes and glass bottles. We're already known to breathe in microplastics as well as consuming them through food and water. Microplastics detected in human blood for the first time in March, showing the particles can travel around the body and may lodge in organs. Yet unknown as to what the long-term health effects are from this exposure to microplastics. Topic number 2, inhuman babies. This is sort of a, from documents released by the Pentagon under a Freedom of Information Act request by The Sun, which is a newspaper in the UK. This reported by The Sun Online. It's its internet division. 1,574 pages of real-life X-Files, apparently. The Pentagon documents state that people who observed unidentified flying objects frequently displayed a cluster of similar physical symptoms. Injuries consistent with exposure to electromagnetic radiation, such as burns, heart ailments, and sleep disturbances. Now, there may be other explanations for these things, but it is an interesting set of data points. A report found among these documents speculates that these could be caused by energy-related propulsion systems and warns that the underlying technology behind those systems could pose a threat to the United States. Additionally, and this is the huh moment, there were accounts of apparent abduction and I quote now, unaccounted for pregnancy, end quote. Now, these documents do not speculate that extraterrestrial visitors were responsible for these inhuman pregnancies or unaccounted for pregnancies. They don't call them inhuman pregnancies. I misspoke. But this does make you go, huh? Now, true believers in the UFO phenomenon will look at this as proof that we're being visited from our space brothers who are conducting experiments on humanity. There is another plausible explanation. And in fact, the Skywatch TV documentary, The Great Delusion, delves into that subject among many other aspects of the UFO phenomenon. In fact, stick around after the break, tell you how to get access to that documentary in full HD for as little as just $3. That's ahead, as well as a story. It appears that raccoons are upping their game. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, apparently no longer content to be called trash pandas, raccoons are now branching out and broadening their horizons. In fact, becoming wildlife photographers, and not photographers who take pictures of wildlife, but actual members of wildlife take... Well, here, watch this. You see what I mean? Apparently, this is not the only report of this type. Another viral video shows a raccoon making off with a young man's cell phone, also apparently for the purpose of taking videos. No word yet as to whether the raccoons have successfully turned themselves into TikTok influencers, but we suspect that's their end game here. Well, Skywatch TV is launching our next virtual conference, the Defender Conference, the unveiling on May 13th. Midnight or 12:01 a.m. to be precise on Friday, May 13th here in the Central Time Zone. If you're elsewhere on planet Earth, we're UTC minus 5, so calculate it based on that. We will release all of the presentations for the unveiling. They'll be available for you to watch in any order you choose for 90 days. In other words, you set the schedule. Watch what you want when you're available. And you'll have 90 days to do so. Watch videos as often as you like during that time frame. And some of these you'll probably have to watch more than once to catch all of the information. Some great presentations lined up already. Dr. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Ken Johnson, many others. I'm working on one showing the connection between Mount Hermon and the sons of God from Genesis 6 and the Mount of Olives. There is a definite connection between the two, historically and prophetically, war in the heavenly realm. That and more. You'll find all of the speakers, biographies of all the speakers at defenderconference.com. That's where you go to sign up. Take advantage of the early bird discount. It's a $10 off if you register through April 15th. On April 16th, it goes up to $95, just $85 through April 15th at defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, our gift for your gift, our thank you for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is book one of the Red Wing saga called Blood Lies. This is Sharon's series of supernatural fiction that begins with the Jack the Ripper murders. And the question is asked, is it possible that the Ripper was never caught because the Ripper wasn't human? And in book two of this series, just to tease ahead, she shows a historic connection between Mount Hermon and Jack the Ripper. This is true, by the way, and historically documented. Well, for your gift of any amount, you set the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send as our thank you for your support Blood Lies, book one of the Red Wing Saga from Sharon K. Gilbert. And you can find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or give us a call toll-free, 844-750-4985. The Great Delusion, the latest documentary from Skywatch Films. What do we make of the UFO phenomenon? What about the abductees and the contactees, those who are hearing messages from or being contacted by these so-called inhuman entities? You can access this documentary right now in full HD for just $2.95. That's for a seven-day rental. You can also purchase unlimited access. In other words, you basically can have you watch it whenever you like. Share it with your friends and family. No time limit on it. You can find out more online along with all of our documentary films at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. That'll take you right to the website. Our tour of Turkey this fall, October 19th, or rather 18th, through November 3rd, we will travel around Turkey and show you sites of historical significance and prophetic importance. The cities of the Churches of Revelation, the site called the Gates of Hell, it's called the Plutonion in the ancient world, devoted to the Roman god of the underworld, Pluto, Abraham's hometown of Haran, the underground city of Derinkuyu, including a cross-shaped church carved into the rock 80 feet below the surface where early Christians hid from the Roman Empire. That and more, including Göbekli Tepe, a World Heritage Site that our friends Dr. Aaron Judkins and Dr. Judd Burton believes was constructed as a religious center. Scholars agree on that. Their where they differ is that they believe this was the influence of the Watchers in the pre-flood world. We'll talk about that while we're there as we go through this tour. 2 weeks, Sharon and I, along with best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures. Find out more online. The itinerary is there, breakdown of cost, and of course a place to reserve your spot on this tour. This will be a rather small gathering. We're trying to limit it to about 24 people, so don't wait. SkywatchInTurkey.com, SkywatchInTurkey.com, or use the QR code you see on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue discussing end times prophecy. The experts are with us, Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, Pete Garcia, as they join Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule over the air, that is, at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can ignore the schedule, set your own schedule by taking advantage of our free app. We've got one for Apple TV, one for Roku, and one for your mobile device. Whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, all of our video content available to you to watch on your schedule. And, of course, the advantage of the mobile app is you also get important news the mainstream media would like you to overlook and a schedule of our upcoming events as well. That, again, iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, we have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar there for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.